Bhagavad Lila, chapter 30, 10th canto. The gopis search for Krishna. The gopis became very unhappy when Krishna disappeared from their midst. They comforted themselves by remembering Krishna's graceful movements and loving smiles, playful glances and enchanting talks. Absorbed in remembrance of Krishna, the gopis began to enact his leelas. The gopis became tadatmika with Krishna, so much absorbed in thinking of Shyam that their bodies automatically imitated Krishna's way of moving, smiling, looking at them, speaking, and other unique features. Maddened by remembering Shyam's leelas, the braja damsels said, "Listen, I am Krishna." Indeed, it was as if the gopis could actually see the very pastimes of Krishna right before their eyes. Wandering through the forest searching for Krishna, these like a band of mad women, the gopis began to speak to the trees and ask them questions. "Where's Krishna? O Ashwa tree, O mango, naga, champak, Ashok, where is Krishna? Have you seen him? Nanda Nandan has left us after stealing our minds with his loving smiles and glances. Has Gadagraja, the younger brother of Dauji, gone this way? O Tulsi Devi, Govinda is so dear. Have you seen Govinda walking by here, wearing your leaves, a garland of your leaves, and encircled by swarms of bees? O Malati Lata, O Malika, has Madhava gone by here, giving you joy with the touch of his fingers? O Bilva, O Arka, O Kadamba, Bakul, and Amra trees, you're living on the banks of the Yamuna. You have dedicated your lives for the welfare of others. Please tell us, gopis, who have lost their minds, where Krishna has gone." The gopis started thinking that Krishna always walks on Mother Bhumi. He's never separated from her. So they inquired, "O Mother Earth, what austerity did you do to get the touch of Shyam's lotus feet, which has made you so ecstatic that your bodily hairs are standing on end? O wife of the deer, has Achyuta been here with his beloved, bringing great joy to your eyes? Blowing this way is the scent of Krishna's garland of kunda flowers, which was smeared with kunkum from the breast of his girlfriend when he embraced her. Oh, trees, I see that you are bending down. When the younger brother of Balaram walked by here, did he acknowledge your obeisances with affectionate glances? He must have been resting his arm on the shoulder of his beloved and carrying a lotus flower in his right hand." Distraught and fatigued from searching for Krishna, the damsels of Braj began to enact his pastimes as follows. One gopi played the part of Putana, and another acted like baby Krishna, pretending to suck her breast. Another gopi imitated baby Krishna and kicked a gopi who assumed the role of the cart demon, Shakatasura. One gopi became Trinavart and carried another gopi acting as baby Krishna. Two gopis imitated Krishna and Balaram in the midst of other gopis who were playing like coward boys. One gopi enacted the pastime of killing Vatsasura, and a pair of gopis acted out the killing of Bakasura. When one gopi perfectly imitated how Krishna called the cows that had wandered far away, and his flute playing and his sporting, the other gopis congratulated her by saying, "Sadhuati, Sadhuati, bravo, bravo, well done, well done. Don't be afraid of the wind and rain. I will save you," said one gopi. She lifted her chunari above her head. One gopi climbed on another gopi's shoulders, and putting her foot on that gopi's, said, "Go away from here, you wicked serpent Kaliya. You should know that I have appeared in this world to punish the envious." Another gopi spoke up, "My dear coward boys, close your eyes. I shall protect you from this raging fire." While the gopis were imitating Krishna's pastimes and inquiring about his whereabouts, they happened to see his footprints and said, "Oh, look, a flag, the marks and symbols of a flag on the ground, and the impressions of lotus, thunderbolt, elephant goat, Ankush, barley corn, on these footprints clearly distinguishing them as Nandanandans." The gopis then followed the path of Krishna's footprints. But when they saw Krishna's footprints mixed with those of his dearmost consort, they became perturbed and spoke as follows, "Here we see the footprints of some gopi who must be walking along with Nandanandan. He must have put his arm on her shoulder. This gopi has perfectly worshipped Govinda, for he was always so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place." This is the famous verse where Radharani's name is mentioned most clearly in Srimad Bhagavatam in this chapter 30, the gopi's search for Krishna. 10:30:28. Anaya radito nunam bhagavan hare ishvaraha yanno vihaya govinda prito yam anayad raha. The coward damsels of Brajabhumi said, "O Sakhi, leaving us aside, Krishna has gone off to a secluded place with a particular gopi. That gopi must truly be expert in worshipping Anaya radito Krishna, for Krishna was so pleased with her service that he has left us all behind." So this verse is, of course, alluding to Srimati Radharani as the best of all abodes of prema, the Premashraya. This is the key Bhagavatam shloka glorifying Radharani. Another translation. "O Sakhis, Sri Radhika is much more fortunate than all of we Sakhis. Radhika has surely performed the highest Ararana of Bhagavan, Sri Hari. Thus she has received the name Radhika. That is why, being very much pleased with her, Govinda has left us in the Rasastali and went off with her to a solitary place." "Hey, Sakhis, the footprints of this special gopi disturb us. Of all the gopis, only she was taken alone to a secluded place where she is enjoying Shyam's lips. Look, we cannot see her footprints over here. It is obvious that the twigs and pebbles were hurting the tender soles of her feet, so that lover lifted up his beloved. Look! In this place, Shyam's footprints are pressed more deeply into the ground. Carrying his beloved on his shoulders must have been difficult for him. Over here, that intelligent boy must have put down his lover to gather some flowers. Here, Shyam has left the impressions of only the front part of his lotus feet, because he was standing on his tiptoes to collect a flower from high in the trees. Certainly, Shyam sat down here with his beloved girlfriend to arrange flowers in her hair. A lusty boy must have made a crown for that lusty girl out of the flowers that he had collected. Sri Krishna enjoyed with that gopi, although he is self-satisfied, enjoys unlimitedly within, and is complete in himself. He showed the wretchedness of ordinary lusty men and hard-hearted women. So gopis wandered through the forest, searching for Krishna, They imagined his pastimes with his special gopi as follows. That gopi that Krishna took to a secluded place in the forest after abandoning all the other girls began to think herself the best of women. She thought, "My beloved has rejected all other gopis and chosen to reciprocate with me alone." In her pride, she must have ordered Krishna, "I cannot walk any further. Please carry me wherever you like." Sri Krishna replied, "Just climb onto my shoulders." But as soon as he said this, he disappeared. His consort, his beloved consort, must have felt great remorse and cried out, "O Master, O Lover, O Dearmost, where are you? Please, O Mighty Armed One, O Friend, show yourself to me, your poor servant." While wandering in the forest, the gopis found that lady, that gopi, nearby, and she was bewildered by separation from her lover. She explained how Madhav had given her so much respect, but due to her pride she was abandoned. The gopis were amazed to hear this. Together the gopis continued their search, but when the forest became too dense so that the moonlight did not penetrate, it was completely dark. Thus the gopis decided to turn back. While conversing about Krishna and acting out his pastimes, the gopis' minds remained absorbed in him. Completely forgetting their homes, they loudly sang of Krishna's glories, and this way they came back to the shore of the Kalindi. While praying for Krishna's return, they sat down on the banks of the Yamuna in a group and began their Sankirtan.